Welcome everybody. Shir number 1163. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Be'rabar and Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Lerafua Shalema Sarafega Bas Lei Nechama. Getting back to Amalach of Tzad. Okay, I just want to finish off Bezras Hashem, and then we're moving on to Sheichet. Hopefully next Shir, the Malacha of making oneself bleed, killing insects, and so on. And hopefully, Bezras Hashem, upcoming Shiurim, next year we'll start with that. Just one more quick important thing, which does come up in reference to we spoke about the fish tanks a little bit. There's more to talk about on that, but we're not going to get too much into it right now. But we spoke about that the last few Shiurim. Just real quickly, many times people have birds, bird cages, birds, and let's say in case in time whereby the bird is it's a regular wild bird. If you open up the people have pet birds. You open up the door of the bird cage and the bird just flies out, right? If there's an open window, he could just fly away. Or even if he comes back at night, we spoke about that there's Machlekes Mechab Raman. The Rama holds that would still be Osir Midrabanan to trap it, but if it's a wild bird that just like flies away and doesn't come back, that type of a thing, it's not domesticated or it's not completely domesticated. We spoke about completely domesticated would be whereby one during the week, not on Shabbos, all animals are muksa, of course, including pets, but during the week, if somebody goes to pet it or to grab onto it, it's comfortable with you, you know, it's not going to squiggle away and try and get away. But if it does, but as long as it keeps on coming back to the house, in general, that will be Asr Min Rabbanan to trap. But a regular wild bird that could fly out the window and not come back, that will be Asr Min HaTorah to trap. So putting it into a bird cage is Asr. But a lot of times people have bird cages, and now the question is they want to feed it. So we spoke about, we said the last few shiurim we've been talking about, one is permitted, indeed halachically, and obligated, not permitted, but halachically obligated to feed their own pets and animals that belong to you, not stray pets. But if it belongs to you, you have to feed it. That's part, we're not going to get into all those halachas right now. You have to feed it on Shabbos, you have to feed it on Yom Tov, if it relies on you for the food. In fact, to the extent that again, when he brings it down in parentheses, and we're not going to get into it, but one may not even eat before feeding their own animals. He does bring down a reference to drinking is allowed. Okay, we're not going to get into all those halachas, but that's how far it goes. So one has to be very careful if they have an animal that they have to make sure that it's fed. Now, wild animals, like he brings it down, the Sefer Lamentes Melachos on page 881, wild animals and birds may not be fed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so on, that don't rely on you for food, and of course they're all muksa and so on. So now just to go around in reference, somebody has a bird cage, they have a pet bird, which is okay, not a problem, but so he says like this, so how do you feed it? The question is, how do you feed it? Let's say the bird I have, I know if I, it's a small little bird, if I open up the door, it's just gonna fly away and not coming back. So then you're dealing with mamash deraisa of trapping it, of bringing it back into the cage. If it flies out and you get it back in the cage, it's mamash deraisa. If it's in a space whereby you could capture it in one swipe. Okay, so just real quickly how he brings it down, what is one supposed to do if one has a bird? He says like this, a pet bird that is not completely domesticated, which is basically if you open it up, it flies out, and is not used to its surroundings, must be treated as a wild bird for halachic purposes. Related to tzad, because again, tzad capturing, and if it's a wild bird, you close the door, that is asr min haTorah to do. Capture it in a cage. Therefore, one should. So what do? You have to feed the bird, right? We just spoke about if it's your own pet bird, you have to feed it. So how do you feed it? So therefore, one should not open the cage door when feeding the bird on Shabbos, because once the door has been opened, the bird is no longer confined, right? We spoke about that also, that if you open up the door and then close it, that's also running into a problem, because when you open up the door, the bird's not confined, it could just fly out. Now you close the door, you're doing an act of tzad, because you're now confining the bird. So he says closing the door afterwards is equivalent to closing the door afterwards, once one opened it, of this bird cage with this bird that could fly out, right? Again, assuming it's not domesticated, it's a wild bird. So then closing the door after one opened it, of the cage, is equivalent to confining the bird, and is consequently the malacha of tzad and min haTorah. The bird should, okay, so the question is now, he says the bird should be fed one of two ways. So how do we feed the bird? The bottom line is, I can't open the door of the cage to put the food inside, because opening it up is fine. Again, we're allowed to, we want to keep in mind that constantly that one is allowed to release animals. One is allowed to release insects, release things which are trapped. That's to let them go. It's fine. It's confining them and trapping them where the problem arises. So opening up the door is not the problem. But now when you go ahead and close the door, that is a problem while the bird is still in the cage, of course. So he says, so how do we feed the bird? So he says the bird, in such a case like this, the bird feed, should be passed through the wire mesh of the cage without opening the cage door. That's the best way to do it. If you could get somehow the bird food for this bird, which is dependent on you for food, so you're allowed to feed it, so you get it in through the wiring, through the mesh, and get it into the cage, obviously that is the best way to do it. But let's say a case in time, I can't. Whatever the case is, a larger piece doesn't fit in, whatever the case is, and I just can't get it through the mesh, or it's very small mesh, it's not going to go in, whatever the case is. So, and I have to somehow open up the door, even a little bit to get some sort of food in. What do I do? You know, the bird has to eat, today Yom Tov, whatever the case is. So he says, so if one cannot get it in through the mesh or through the holes in the cage or whatever, he says, case number two, if the cage door must be opened, he brings this down again on page 881, Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. If the cage door must be opened, one should open it only slightly. Good. You open it up a little tiny bit. How much? Allowing an opening that is too narrow for the bird to escape through. In other words, let's say you need 3 inches. You open up the door 3 inches. I'm just giving an example. You open up the door 3 inches and the bird could fly out. So you would open it up, let's say 2 inches, right? So that allowing the opening, opening the door to the extent that's too narrow where the bird could escape. If the door must be opened wider, let's say even that's not going to be enough, then, right, if I open it 2 inches, the bird needs 3 inches, for example. I'm just giving you an example. So good. So it's still considered trapped. It's not going to get out. It's not getting out. But now, let's say I have to, for whatever reason is, I have to open the door. I can't get the food in somehow. It's hard. Whatever. I have to open the door even more, whereby to the extent it'll be enough, whereby if I open the door, the bird, that amount, I'll open the door 3 inches, let's say 4 inches. The bird could just escape. Now you got a problem. How do you close it? So he says, if the door must be opened wide, then one must keep the opening covered. Okay, so if you, it's like this again, if the person has to, for whatever reason, open it and they can't exercise the two ways that we spoke about until now to feed the bird, and they have to open up the door wide enough whereby the bird could escape, so then one must keep the opening covered. While you open the door, you have to keep the opening of the bird cage of the door covered with one's hand or some other item, like to either hold your hand there or have a cloth there, something like that, so as to prevent any escape route you're preventing any escape route from ever being formed. In other words, you have to make sure that the entire time the escape route, while you're opening up the door, that space is closed up. In other words, it's small enough where the bird can't get out the entire time, because once you take away your hand, once you open up the door and you take away your hand, so now you're stuck, you can't close it. By the way, he brings this down from Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Okay, so be it as it may, just to end off today's shir, we just want to finish off the Melacha of Sod Bezras Hashem and move on. So the bottom line is feeding a bird, just to recap real quickly. You have a bird that's, you know, it's a problem of closing the door, because once you open the door of the cage, you can't close the door. So again, you should try and put the food there. You have to feed it, right? It's your bird. You put the food in through the mesh, through the cage, through the metal of the cage inside without opening up the door. If you say, well, I have to open the door, it's not going to get in, or whatever the case is, and I just can't get the food in, so you try and open up the door enough whereby the bird can escape. Let's say if the bird needs 5 inches, you open 3 inches, whatever, something like that, and you'll say, well, I have to open it up more than that, and it'll be opened up enough whereby the bird can escape. So then one has to be extremely careful to keep covered the entire time the door opening with the hand or some other object while they're opening up the door quickly and somehow slipping in the food and not leaving a space enough whereby the bird could escape. Because again, we want to keep in mind, once that space is open enough whereby the bird could escape, now you have a problem closing the door. So that's basically the concept in reference to a bird cage in general with a regular standard wild bird, where if you open up the door, it's going to fly away. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.